Dan Wetzel is joining us from Yahoo, talking about corrupt FIFA. This, Dan, you're telling me that FIFA's corrupt, what? That the United Nations also doesn't work, and that the IOC accepts bribes, and maybe the NCAA doesn't share money with its players? What else? This is crazy.
Eating McDonald's every day isn't good for you, apparently, also. I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, and I really believe this is, I mean, this is a significant thing, but a lot of it is symbolic. It's just that what we all knew and what soccer fans knew and everybody suspected, someone finally stood up and said, all right, we're going to hold you accountable, because FIFA had just run without any check to its authority, almost like this is its own sovereign nation for so long that, you know, I think it was a day of kind of celebration that, you know, at least somebody said, and basically the authorities in the U.S. and Switzerland said, all right, enough, we're going to nail some of you. Do I think this ends corruption in world global soccer? No, because you can't end corruption in just human nature, and that's just the way it is. But at least somebody's putting them on notice, and we'll see where it plays out.
Do you see Sepp Blatter keeping his job? There's a big election coming up here, and he looked very safe heading in. Is there enough time to change people's minds?
You know, if they have the election, he will win. I mean, he still has all the power and ties, and people aren't going to cross him. And you also have this situation of a, you know, who knows what, and you know, is this the time to start bailing on people? I mean, there's a lot of concern about if anybody did anything, they could end up in the crosshairs of the U.S. Justice Department also. So I think there'll still be a lot of loyalty. I think if Blatter wants to do a fifth term, and he seems to be no indication he wants to just resign, even at 79, and just put this behind him, I think he needs to run this. He needs to have that election on Friday, though. I think that would help him out a great deal, and I think he would win.
How is he not held responsible for this? It's his watch. It's his organization. He's the guy that should be making sure they're clean when the whole world knew they weren't. How is he getting away with this, or will he?
Because you're asking questions that almost nobody inside FIFA asks or cares to know about. The reason he's not held the legal matter, I have no doubt that if the U.S. had the goods on Sepp Blatter at this moment, they would have arrested him. They're trying to, I mean, obviously it's a big political and publicity score for them, global. And, you know, it's not very often that pretty much the U.S. Authorities do something that everybody around the globe is like, awesome, great job, USA, right? So they're pretty happy with this. If they could have gotten Blatter, they would have. So there's that. But I just think, you know, what he's done, they may be able to tie him to all sorts of stuff as these guys start rolling, because this is not going to be like the Gambino crime family where guys are going to spend the rest of their life in prison out of some loyalty of silence. These are well-manicured, pampered soccer officials who are facing incredible amounts of time in prison and will pretty much do anything to cut their term to 10, 15 years in the hopes they get out before they die. These are older men also. So there's not, you know, they're going to roll just so they have a hope of getting out before they die in prison. So, but if they don't have the goods on Blatter, what Blatter really did was just never investigate anything and oversee a system where everybody had their hands out and FIFA didn't care. Blatter made a lot of money running FIFA, as you would in a job like that. I mean, it's a big job, and if you did it honestly, you would earn an honest, a large living, and you have a great lifestyle. So he may not have been in these handouts. A lot of the stuff that gets handed out, as much as the money gets big and seems big, wasn't, you know, that big. Like, they nail one guy for $10 million over 19 years. That's a lot of money, but it's not even $500,000 a year. Again, a lot of money, but we're not talking about Bernie Madoff here. So I don't think anybody in FIFA cared that that Sepp Blatter was looking the other way. And so the questions you're asking and everybody's asked, for all these years, nobody in FIFA cared to ask or had the authority to really push for. Like, I don't doubt that U.S. soccer and Canada soccer and stuff like that would have, I know they would prefer a much more honest FIFA because it helps their bid processes and things like that, but they don't have enough juice to do this. So if you were making money on this and Sepp Blatter was looking the other way, hey, you were good with it.
Can UEFA do anything? It sounds like they've thought about it, but they aren't going to postpone this election at the end of the week. They're the leagues that absolutely hate this Qatar World Cup moving to the winter. It completely screws up all their leagues. I don't know why they're not playing more difficult with FIFA.
I don't know either. And that's the inherent thing about FIFA is why does everybody give them such power? But obviously those leagues are the Qatar World Cup is a disaster on almost every single level, and it particularly screws up their businesses. And it never should have happened, and it's almost assuredly, fixed. I mean, the United States had a bid that you couldn't dream up a more perfect bid, except if you maybe shrunk the country so it was easier to hit all the places on train. I mean, the United States has 70 stadiums with 66,000 or more people that are ready to host a World Cup game, like, tomorrow. Qatar had zero. They went with Qatar. I don't know how you can come up with that bid process and say, yes, this is a much better idea. Let's stage it in 130-degree heat in a country with no stadiums and no train and no hotels and nothing over this one that's, like, turnkey ready and has all the corporate sponsors and all that. So, I mean, if you want to know how crazy these things are, the World Cup has not been to North America since 1994 because basically Canada and the U.S. won't play the game. Hmm. And so they'll give you the Women's World Cup because they don't care, but the Men's World Cup, it'll be in Europe three times, Asia twice, all the other places hasn't been. And who knows if it comes in 2026 or not. So it's like the countries over in North America, as much as CONCACAF has been nailed in this thing, are kind of stuck on this, and they can't get the bid, and they don't have enough power. But now at least I think, does this change? Does the voting processes change? Can you get there? And to your point, will the professional league stand up and say, we're not changing our business model, and we're not going to let star players in 2022 out of their contracts to go play in the World Cup?
And I'm shocked that they've got to do that. If you're a billionaire that owns a team in the Premiership, you're going to let your stars in the middle of the season go to this tournament, possibly get injured, possibly not, in the middle of nowhere where it's going to be plus 55. It's a disaster. I cannot believe there's not more resistance.
You hear the NBA owners complain about giving their players to the Olympics. Like Mark Cuban says, it doesn't make any sense for me. I pay Dirk Nowitzki $20 million a year to play for the Dallas Mavericks, and I'm supposed to just let him go play for the German national team? That's stupid. That isn't during their season, let alone I have to cancel all these games and do all this stuff. So I'm with you on this. Look, I mean, to me, the hope is that we'll never have a decision worse than going to Qatar. And that was the zenith of, you've got to be kidding me. This is clearly just so corrupt. We've gone off the rails. Because on every level, that thing is a disaster. I mean, human rights and environment. I mean, we have migrant workers dying building these stadiums, the change of the thing, everything. I mean, this was the ultimate example of FIFA's like arrogance and corruption going to the total extreme. I mean, they stomped the U.S. in that vote. It wasn't close. And, to me, that's the one. And can they get it back? I don't know if they want to. If you're FIFA, if you're Sepp Blatter and you say, hey, we got to pull out of that, well, what does the Qatari government do? Somebody over there knows how this bid got done. They can turn over any evidence they want.
Do it.
The United States is going to go prosecute the leaders of another country, especially in the Middle East, when that's a country that's not waging war against everybody. So, that's why they can't pull it out of Russia either. What do the Russians know? The problem when you get into any kind of corruption is you're in bed with these guys, and I don't know how they get out of it or if they even try.
I'm so impressed with how deep this runs. I had my greaseball corrupt power rankings. Like, there were some big names at the top, but I think FIFA's pulled away. They're ahead of the IOC. They're past the NCAA. They are number one on my power rankings right now.
It's really, I mean, FIFA's over the top. IOC is the only one close. The NCAA, I mean, you can say, hey, these guys deserve a little extra money, but they're still getting like a college scholarship. These guys have like basically the closest thing to slave labor that we tolerate, if we even tolerate it, in this stage of human development, building them a trillion dollar playground. We have, you know, the poorest people in the world dying to build these ridiculous stadiums in a place we never should have built these ridiculous stadiums, all because, you know, this is how you get your meetings at five-star resorts in Zurich. So it's pretty ugly on FIFA. I don't think there's any question they should be number one in your World Cup of Fraud rankings.
That's right. Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports. Now, maybe I'm naive. I watched Disney cartoons growing up as a child. Is it possible there could be a happy ending in this story?
I mean, I think you could get some guys put away and stuff like that, and it gets a little better. But I do feel like this is more symbolic than anything else. I mean, you get 209 countries in FIFA. There's people in the United States and Canada, certainly in the United States, but in Canada too. You had quite a mayor. We all think our politicians and our businesses are kind of corrupt and there's underhanded deals. Like, go to a second or third world country, you know, go abroad and not central London or like Cancun, and you'll see the level of corruption is unbelievable. It's just the natural way of doing business each day. And so you're never going to change that when you have these massive countries and you have impoverished countries and unstable countries, and they have a soccer federation too, and it's just too easy for them to make extra money. You know, greed is just a basic human condition. So the idea that you're just going to like eliminate that because we got a few arrests, it's kind of like if you bust the police, round up 10 drug dealers on the corner of one neighborhood and say, that's it, we got all the drug dealers. We all know that the next night there'll be 10 new drug dealers and the neighborhood will still be the neighborhood. So this isn't going to end the systemic problem of global corruption. I do think it can make FIFA a little bit more diligent in trying to root it out and maybe change some of the leadership and get a little bit better. But the idea that bribes are going to end, you know, with you know, the staging of a Nicaraguan soccer game, they're not concerned. I mean, that's totally naive to think. So I think we can have a little bit of a happy ending, but it's, if you're going to go global, this is what you're going to deal with. And that's just the way it is.
Oh, it's a gloomy outlook. You've ruined it, Dan. I don't like this species anymore. These humans American. Suck. We need to be better.
Yeah, like, you know, the whole controversy with the Women's World Cup is like, can we get grass playing field? Like, they could install grass playing fields and all of this stuff for what some of these guys took as bribes. You know, and FIFA's like, we don't have the money for this. Okay, sure.
Right.
You don't have the money. Like, individuals have the money for this. And so now we get to watch and go, boy, I hope no one blows a knee out on the bad turf or on turf.
Yeah.
And that's where you just sit there with FIFA and go, you guys are, I mean, this is like, I'll put it this way. I don't really care that much if some third world soccer official makes a couple extra bucks in a bribe. It doesn't really affect my life, right? But you, when you're watching and going, God, you're potentially hurting the athletes, or there's people dying building these stadiums, or, you know, it's just such arrogance that you wouldn't even consider the complaints of the athletes. That's the stuff where you go, God, you know, even my probably limited moral compass is kind of outraged. And it takes a lot to get me, so.
Well, they need two jacuzzis and the best foie gras in Sepp Blatter's Learjet, so we can't get turf in for the Women's World Cup. Sorry about that.
I'll say this. The man's lived quite a life.
His wife's half his age.
He's doing all right.
Oh, this jerk.
He's like, joke's on you. Call me all the names you want.
He's getting reelected. Yeah, it's exactly it.
Yeah, I'm going back to my castle in Zurich.
Yeah, well, I'll go back to a couch and, you know, see what I can find change under the pillows and grab some lunch later today. Thanks, Dan, on your gloomy outlook on the human race.
Yeah, see you.
All right, that's Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports.